Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week, where we are discussing some of the best acoustic slash unplugged performances in history. Of course, for those that remember, in the mainly in the 90s, MTV had a show called Unplugged, where they basically featured musicians who would go on to do kind of more intimate acoustic style performances. The song I'm going to be doing today was probably from one of the most legendary ones in that vein, mainly because it was the last real, the last public appearance or kind of, public, major appearance of one of the greatest singers of the early of that time frame. And the song I'm going to be doing today is About a Girl by Nirvana. Of course, originally this was released off their album Bleach in 1989. But of course, this is the version I'm going to be doing from their MTV Unplugged in New York performance from November 1st, 1994. They had... it was kind of one of those things where they were, they were still kind of really riding high. Smells Like Teen Spirit had already kind of put them on the map. They were putting out some big hits, so they decided to kind of, do something a little bit different here, and do, like I said, a complete, acoustic performance in a little little bit of a, more intimate setting. And it aired in December '93. So again, it was, this was 4 months before Kurt Cobain killed himself. So again, this was, like I said, his last big performance. And again, it's one of those, when you think of Unplugged, this is one of the first performances you think of, just because it was so unique to see a band that was just so, if you see them live, to see them do a performance like this felt really, just felt very different. So, but with that said, we'll go ahead and get started here. If you're, of course, watching along via the YouTube link, it's a short video. It's about 3 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. And of course, right into it here. Now, there is another version of this that's about a minute and a half longer. I think he does a little bit of a, dialogue before it, but we figured we'd just go right into the song here. So kind of interesting, if you look at the set list they did here, I mean, the biggest hit of theirs that they did on here was Come As You Are from Nevermind. You didn't hear Smells Like Teen Spirit, you didn't hear other their big hits like Lithium or Heart Shaped Box or In Bloom, that sort of thing. So it was, in fact, here's the full set list, just kind of in case anyone's interested. So they opened with this song, then they did Come As You Are, then they did Jesus Doesn't Want Me for Sunbeam, which was a song that the Vaseline's did, and then they did a cover of David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. They then went into From In Utero, Penny Royalty, and Dumb. And then three more songs from Nevermind, Polly on a Plane and Something in the Way. Then they did a trio of covers from the band Meat Puppets, who actually performed with them, I think, if I remember correctly. They did Plateau, Oh Me, and Lake of Fire. And then they did also from In Utero, All Apologies. And then they finished up with a song called Where Did You Sleep Last Night, which is kind of taken from two folk songs, In the Pines and The Longest Train. So again, when you look at the set list, really the biggest hit that they performed was Come As You Are. But if you think about it, I mean, songs like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit or Heart-Shaped Box just don't seem to kind of fit that acoustic, like, you know, feeling of being able to be an acoustic, an acoustic song. It would have been interesting to hear, though, how it would have played out as an acoustic version. But I think it's one, you know, again, what they did, what they did do here was very interesting. Because, again, it showed a different side of Nirvana that you really didn't, that you didn't see a lot. And again, when you think back to the show Unplugged, when you ask a lot of people about it, this is really the first thing they think about. I mean, they've done many great, artists did Unplugged, but at the end of the day, you really just think about the one most people think about is this performance here by Nirvana, for good reason, because it was definitely very memorable, not just because of the performance itself, but the fact that, again, this was really the last time we saw Kurt Cobain before his death. So, but there you go. There is About a Girl by Nirvana from their Unplugged performance from 1993. Again, very, very memorable performance, and definitely one that's, deserves to be listed here. I'm interested to see how we do with the rest of the acoustic performances this week, so we'll kind of get into that. And be sure to follow along with everything else we got going on, not just on this feed, but all the other feeds. There's a lot of good stuff going on. By the time this drops, we will be about a week away from WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, where members of PTB Nation, yours truly included, will be converging onto Philly for that big event. So looking forward to that. So we got a lot of big stuff coming here on the mainly on the wrestling feed. So be sure to follow along with that. And with that said, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. And we will see you next time.